Golden Days Radio presents Community Magazine. A program to keep you in touch with what's happening in your community.
Hello, this is Larry James, and with me in the studio is Professor Andrew Tonkin, an investigator to the Asprey study. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Larry. Nice to be here.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, we're talking about Asprey. Tell us what is Asprey. It's an acronym, isn't it?
Yeah, Asprey is an acronym for aspirin in reducing events in the elderly. That's where it comes from.
Right. And you've been recruiting people for this study. Tell us a bit about that.
We in fact recruited over 19,000 people, 19,114 to be exact, in Australia and New Zealand. In fact, Australia and United States.
Right.
Indeed, 16,700 Australians between 2011 finishing recruitment, November 2014. So it's one of the largest studies ever been undertaken in Australia,
yes,
if not the largest, and we think one of the most important studies that's ongoing.
Terrific response. And what was the criteria for people to partake in the study?
We were interested in the question as to whether aspirin given to healthy older people would prolong not only their life but the quality of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So we were recruiting people aged 70 years and above who were apparently healthy, free of diseases such as heart attack, stroke, cancer, other things such as that.
Right, okay. And you've finished the recruiting stage, I understand.
Yes, we have. We finished in November 2014. We're now in the period of follow-up, and at this time it's projected that we'll be able to crack the code, if you like, as to whether people have been allocated aspirin or placebo and have the results in 2018. And I should say how immensely grateful we are to the participants in the study.
Yes, yes, it certainly will give you a big understanding of how all that works in the human body, I guess.
Well, very much so. And I mentioned the primary outcome in the study is quality of life as well as longevity of your life.
Mm.
And I think as people get older, that is what they're really interested in is what is their quality of life. So we're looking at things such as disability and cognition, whether people have dementia prevented, as well as some of the other things that are very important in older people, the interesting data about things not only such as heart attack and stroke, but also things such as cancer, dementia and depression. The downside is that aspirin can cause bleeding and sometimes major problems with bleeding. And at this stage, it's really in the balance as to what the net effect is, and we're capturing that net effect between potential benefits and harms.
Because aspirin thins the blood, doesn't it?
Aspirin thins the blood, and it's been given in a low dose to minimise bleeding, but because of thinning the blood, it can promote bleeding. And the other thing is that there is the possibility, which could be quite significant, that it has an effect even in a low dose on things that inflammation might be important in.
Okay.
And there's increasing evidence as we age, we'd be more likely to be prone to inflammation.
Yes, and I suppose the people that taking part in this study have learnt a lot themselves about taking aspirin and all of that.
Well, yes, we keep people updated and informed about what is the latest data that is coming out. And the other thing which is important when you're undertaking such a study as this is to have an independent group of experts. They've in fact been appointed by the United States National Institutes of Health, their peak funding body, and they are overseeing the conduct of the study. So they make sure that at each time they review the data, it's appropriate to continue.
Right, okay. Now, you've been involved in this from the start, I guess?
Yes, I have, and in fact it's had a long gestation, if you like. Got involved with the principal investigator, John McNeil, who's the head of our school, when I was full-time as the head of cardiology at the Austin Hospital and with the head of neurology there. And that was in 1990. So this is 25 years ago the idea was born, and now the study is ongoing. So it's a sizable part of our life.
Exactly. Now, you're involved in the Monash University these days.
Yes, I am. I work full-time at Monash University.
And before we started the interview, you were telling us about the various campuses of Monash. Now, they're all over the place here in Melbourne.
Yes, the major campus of Monash is out at Clayton, as people will be aware of. But there's also a campus at the Alfred Centre, which is where I work, adjacent to the Alfred Hospital, in Caulfield. And then there's a rural centre down in Gippsland. But indeed, there are Monash campuses in Malaysia and South Africa.
Oh, golly.
So it's quite an international university.
Didn't know that. I've learned something today. Mm. Fantastic. So what's the next stage in the Asprey study?
Well, at this stage, it's very important that the subjects maintain the treatment they've been allocated. They don't know, we don't know, whether they've been giving aspirin or they're matching placebo. And it's important they stay on that, because that's the sort of thing that's important to ensure that we get the necessary data to reliably address the question. And so if, on the other hand, they have concerns because of bleeding, they should report to their general practitioner. And I should say there's 2,115 GPs in Australia involved, particularly in Victoria and mainly in Melbourne in the study. So that's about 10% of Australia's GPs. Again, we're enormously grateful to them for what they've done. So they should go back and see them. If they've got queries there, they can always ring our trial centre. They will have the number. And there's also a website, asprey.org, that they can access information about the study.
So the local GP has been fairly important at the, as the basis for this study.
Absolutely critical. And I've been involved in a lot of large-scale trials over the years, and many of those have been driven from the hospital environment. I think increasingly people realise that particularly prevention is really the domain of general practice and the general practice environment, and they're absolutely critical in this.
Fantastic. Now, you've got a phone number as well. You mentioned the website asprey.org. There's a phone number if people have other information, I understand.
That's right, 1-800-728-745, 1-800-728-745.
So at this stage, you've got enough people in the study, and you're just going through all the whys and wherefores at this stage, and in due course, you'll have a report to prepare and send out. And
well, that's right. And even though I've said the primary endpoint of the study is the one which I think is of most concern to older people, and increasingly we're going to have an ageing society, and that is healthy life years which might be affected by the treatment with aspirin. There are many other things that we're addressing in the sub-studies that, as I said, things getting more information about cancer, about heart attack and stroke, about depression, about disability, even the lifestyle of older people. All these things are extremely important.
And we're learning all the time, I guess, on all these different studies, and everyone's learning new things that come about from all the studies you're doing.
Well, indeed, that's correct. And as I said, there are a number of sub-studies which have been funded by the NHMRC, our major peak funding body, and we'll get information about that. But as I said, the bottom line is that an independent group is overseeing the study. It is appropriate to continue where they give us that feedback. And it's something that I think people are really contributing to the future health of our next generation of Australians.
It certainly is. Well, that's terrific. Well, I think we've covered it all. Any other little points you'd like to let us know about?
No, just that final message about how grateful we are to the participants and also to the general practitioners. You know, we couldn't do a study like this without a true research collaboration. In this case, the community are integral to it.
Well, it's been fantastic. Yes, it's been a very successful study, and we wish you well for all the future. And thank you so much, Andrew, for coming in today to talk to us about it.
Thanks, Claire. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And be sure to join us next time for another program of Community Magazine from Melbourne's Golden Days Radio.